And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Perry back next week. He's at an event this week. So stay with us. Another relationship of the week for the second hour. Just a couple of minutes with Dr. Mike. We'll continue on till then with some of the top medical stories of the week. If you live in the Northeast, you know this is a pretty cold week with temperatures not even hitting single numbers in some places below zero, overnight temperatures are going to be seeming to warm up a little bit here, middle part of the week, temperatures near 50 in some places. You know, it's pretty popular now, these polar plunges, right, where people jump into these bodies of water, and they call them polar plunges, obviously for, you know, charities and that kind of thing. But you kind of wonder what that does to a body, although they don't stay in there very long, right?
Well, what it does, it's actually a stress test on your heart. Because what it does, now, there's some very interesting data, and the Stanford and San Francisco football teams have been winning in the fourth quarter because they've been using a device that cools a specific area of their body to 61 degrees. And when you do that, you can get much more stamina. So they've been using this both in practice and in games. They hide it, but that's the 49ers and Stanford. It was worked on at Stanford on cooling to 61 degrees. But cooling below that shuts off blood flow. And the reason is, by the way, it increases your blood flow to a specific area, your palms, where you open up shunts and dissipate inner heat very quickly and thus can do more stamina exercise. So heat is one of the things that limits our endurance. But if you get too cold, you shut off blood flow to the skin to keep yourself warm inside. And that's what happens. And when you do that, you raise your blood pressure substantially if it's done fast, such as with a plunge. When you raise your blood pressure substantially, it increases the work of the heart substantially. And so it's like a quick stress test to your heart without a physician there, or without it done in a way that lets you monitor it. And so some people die in this way.
Yeah.
So if you're middle-aged and or have heart risks or don't know whether you have heart risks, haven't done a stress test, it's not the most wonderful thing to do.
I mean, like right away, if you take, because, you know, the waters around here with the really cold weather, they're in the 30s. Lake Ontario is, 30, 32.
That'll raise your blood pressure. I mean, it's amazing how fast your blood pressure will go up and how high it'll go up.
Yeah.
The usual number we see when we did this on plunges into tanks was around 200 over 110.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real stress test for your heart.
Yeah, boy, it's a...
If you survive it, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But if you don't survive it, make sure you have a will written before you do it.
Yeah, we had one here today in the area where they're, you know, jumping into the river, Seneca River here. What's the story about condoms and sex? What's this one all about?
Well, this is a very interesting one. This is the National Sex Survey. Believe it or not, we have a National Sex Survey that's done. It used to be paid for by Pfizer, the makers of Viagra, but now it's paid for by the U.S. government. It got accepted, and all the in fact, it's a international survey. We pay for ours, but it's done in 50 nations. It's out of the major center at the University of Chicago, I think, is the contractor for it. And what they and they find interesting things like what are the two characteristics at age 58 that determines whether you'll still be having sex at age 85, Joe?
Two most important ones. Oh, why are you asking me this, Mike?
What?
Oh, jeez.
It's whether you have a mate and how high your inflammation, your highly specific CRP is,
mm-hmm.
because it's inflammation that destroys blood vessels and blood flow,
yep.
which is absolutely key for sexual enjoyment and performance in both men and women. In any case, this was... They looked at men and women who had used or not used condoms. No one talks about how to put it on and whether lubrication, et cetera, is good. But it turned out that the enjoyment of sex for the couple was just as high with a lubricated condom, with a little internal lubrication as you put it on, as it was for what they called bare sex. So, in fact, the myth that, in fact, preventing sexual transmitted diseases by having a condom robbed you of some enjoyment is a myth. It wasn't true in this study. Uh-huh. So, and they looked at it, was about 30,000 people.
Even though only, 18% reported using a condom?
Even though only 18% used the condom, those who did, with a little internal lubrication, had just as much enjoyment as those who did it naked, so to speak.
Right. Let's, before we end the show, time for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And by the way, this is from a question from Sonia. I'm worried I'll develop macular degeneration like my mom did. What can I do to protect myself? Well, there's very good news, Sonia, about how smart everyday habits can help you prevent age-related macular degeneration. That's a disease of the center of your macula, the macula of your retina, and that's the most important point in vision. It's a genetic link, but it doesn't seal your fate. So what we found, smoking and secondhand smoke, the most important thing to get rid of. Quitting reduces the risk over a three-year period. Wear sunglasses that block 99% of the UVA and UVB rays. So if you have a choice of wearing glasses or wearing glasses that have tinting to them, that is, that have the tint built in, get the tint built in and make sure that it blocks UV rays. Third, lose weight if you need to. Believe it or not, if you're over a BMI of 30, instead of healthier, you're 2.5 times more likely to get an AMD. So is controlling your blood pressure. If your blood pressure's above 130 over 90, you're 1.5 times more likely to get an AMD than if it's at the ideal 115 over 75. And there's some supplements. Omega-3 fatty acids, DHA omega-3, found in salmon and in supplements. We get 900 milligrams of supplements from algae a day. Nutrients called carotenoids, and the most important one, lutein. So I actually take a supplement that has lutein at 10 milligrams a day with the 900 milligrams of omega-3. Vitamin C, E, and zinc. Just you get it in fresh fruit, nuts, fortified cereals, eggs, sweet potatoes, supplements, and then a multi twice a week. And get moving. The most important thing, again, movement. Don't sit still. Joe,
thank you, Dr.
Mike. Real
Mike.
Age Tip of the Week.
Great job. Thank you for listening today. Missed a segment, missed a topic. It's radiomd.com, and we'll talk to you again very soon. And thanks for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.